This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the person they are meant to be in Jesus Christ. It was this week, 86 years ago, that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt began a then innovative form of communication called the fireside chat on radio. He gave his first one March 12, 1933, and he continued with them periodically through June of 1944. These more informal talks, known as chats, were intended to communicate in a non-threatening and more personable way what he was wanting to say to the American public, hence the term fireside, even though he never actually sat by a fireplace. President Barack Obama was the first president to utilize social media, but of course the most prolific utilizer of social media, for good or bad, is our current president, Donald Trump. He has, in fact, made the news solely through the use of his tweets. Regardless of how it's sometimes utilized, social media as a form of communication is here to stay. I know some people see it as or use it as only a form of gossip, propaganda, and misinformation, and fake news, and that certainly is an ever-present danger, and one which we must constantly be on guard to avoid as much as we are able. But there are positive ways to use social media. Just look at how certain well-known college coaches and professional coaches as well use it for parental and or community support. Pete Carroll of the Seattle Seahawks, for example, is known for how he uses social media to build fan support, and John Calipari at the University of Kentucky has over a million Twitter followers. If you want to keep your constituency informed, your business clients aware of your plans, your own peer group in on what you're doing and how that may impact them, well, you should use social media to get a quick message to a lot of people in a short period of time. But it's good to know your following. For instance, median age to older adults are more likely to use Facebook. A generation younger tweets and even younger Snapchat. Certainly not a hard and fast segmentation, but something you should be at least aware of. And about your cell phone, a group text can get the word out to your staff or meeting group easily and quickly. And speaking of getting a message to a large group of people, it's becoming commonplace for organizations to use a program our church uses, one called OneCall, to send a message by phone to quickly inform constituents of important events or changes in programming, for instance, when something's canceled or rescheduled due to inclement weather. Of course, email is excellent too. Just be aware that younger adults may not be as apt to check email. You can use media for financial support as well. Makes it easier for people to respond to you that way. We have a link on our church's website, LebanonBaptistKY.com, as well as on this website, DavidWhitlock.org, on which this podcast airs, so people can give online. And that's becoming a fairly common way to support charities and ministries. We're so accustomed to purchasing things online that it only seems natural to give online as well. I still like a personable handwritten note or a face-to-face meeting, but it's good to utilize both. It seems to me the more people you can reach in whatever way is effective to get to them, well, that's what you should do. Utilize different means to reach different people. After all, the Apostle Paul wrote how he accommodated himself to reach people of all walks of life. He said in 1 Corinthians 9:22, "I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share its blessings." I have a feeling if Paul were here with us today, he would be on Snapchat, tweeting, Facebook, email, whatever it meant to reach someone with the good news of God's grace. Then he'd probably retreat to a quiet place and meditate, unless he was doing time in jail somewhere for boldly proclaiming God's word. Come back here next week, and in the meantime, you go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs.